very disappointing because we've been on a good run. I think we've won our last four in a row. And we're up there. And obviously Telford are in the bottom three. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but we're going into the game thinking it's another win, like another chance to get another win and keep a run going. And they came with a game plan, to be fair, and they executed it, and we just couldn't break them down. So very disappointing.
Do you think there was a little bit of complacency in the Woking ranks today?
I mean, not purposely complacent. I mean, they come with a game plan and they executed it well, and I think we found it tough to come against it, really. I think most of the time when people come here, we've had a better of possession and like we control the game, but they nullified that and they managed to like get us going a bit, really. So they frustrated us a lot, and that was obviously their game plan, and they stuck to it and they done it well.
It's credit to you, I guess, on the run that you've been on, the position you are in the league, that teams want to come here, get men behind the ball and just frustrate you and get out of the game what they can.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that they've done their homework on us and like they know that we played football, and they've obviously tried to like get us going, really, frustrate us. They've slowed down the game and that when they could, won free kicks. So, look, fair play to them. They've done their job and they got their 3 points.
And undone today, really, by set pieces and long throw-ins, which has got to be bitterly disappointing from a defensive point of view.
Yeah. I mean, they got long throws. I think the left-sided play delivered some good balls in. And sometimes you've got to hold your head up to the delivery. Maybe we can do a bit better from the set pieces, but, look, it happens, doesn't it?